And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about life. And the best I can do to get your attention and to possibly get you to listen to what I'm talking about and glean something from it is to speak from the heart. In other words, to speak without a script, without pre-planning what I'm going to say. I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to say. I hope something good comes out. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not so good. I think you've noticed. We busy ourselves with this and with that, with our football games and our basketball games and our shopping and conviviality. We busy ourselves, but in the back of our minds, we have a sense that something is amiss, something is wrong. And so what I want to say to you is that it's very important for you to soberly think about where you're going with your life. And the way to do that is to return to the beginning. Let me see if I can explain. Have you ever noticed that a lot of people in life, they just keep wandering off and they aimlessly moving along, and perhaps they get caught up in some job and then they follow that job. Follow that job to the gold watch and the golf clubs and the lunch and goodbye and then retirement, and then what's that? There's something that's meaningless about it, something aimless about it, something, somehow, you know, you sense that you're not living your own life. And so how do you live your own life? You must return to the beginning, to the beginning. Somewhere, I believe it's in the Gospel of Thomas, Christ said that you must make the end to join the end to the beginning, something like that. And what is the beginning? What is the beginning? Well, the beginning is what was in the very beginning before time, outside of time, outside of time. And that would be your Creator. Yes, your Creator. The one who made thee. The one who gives thee life. He's the one. He is the beginning. Okay? And from Him, If you could find the beginning and then begin to flow from that beginning, which I said is outside of time. See, the Creator is still there. He began everything, and He's still there creating at this very moment. But you see, He lives outside of time. He created time. And we humans have a soul. You see, we're in this material plane here for a short spell. And yes, we have bodies, and we get around from point A to point B, and we can use your body to see things and hear things and to do things. But you also have a soul, which is spirit. So you're part spirit, part earth. And the part of you that's spirit, okay? The part of you that's spirit is your soul, is a real you. And it quite properly belongs to the Creator and in His dimension, His timeless dimension. And that way you can be in the world, but not of the world. You can be in the world and yet at the same time partake of the beginning by being close to your Creator. More about this in just a moment.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about life. We're talking about finding the purpose for your existence and about shedding a whole new dimension, bringing a whole new dimension into your life to give meaning to everything you do. Okay? More meaning than you could, can be made for you by the activities and the groups that you belong to and so on. See, ultimately, your soul has to go somewhere. Yes, you're temporarily upon this earthly plane, but your soul ultimately has to go somewhere. And where you want your soul to go is back to your Creator. Okay, back to your Creator. But now would be the time to find your Creator. Now would be the time to find your Creator so that you become an extension of Him, an extension of Him and His plan from the very beginning. See, so you'll be in concert with Him, in rapport with Him, and in rapport with His will. See, that's what you need. Now, how can this be done? How can this be done? Well, it can't be done the way you've been going up until now. Up until now, basically what you've been doing is reacting. Reacting, reacting, reacting. Okay? Becoming upset, becoming emotional. Worrying about things, and then planning and scheming and trying to make things happen, and then looking to other people to guide you, and they also are reactive, and they also are planning and scheming. And so there's no there there. Remember Gertrude Stein made the famous comment about Oakland, which I love Oakland, but she made the comment, she said, there's no there there. Well, there's no there there for all of your for all the people who are leading you and who are misleading you, who are giving you goals and telling you what to do and how to, and trying to solve your problems for you. Have you noticed how they create more problems? It's a game of musical chairs. They just keep going round and round and round. And then they do whatever they do to one person, and then they move on to the next one, then the next one. And the one they did something to, things aren't working out so well, but he's gone, and the next one comes along, and then they do him. So it's endless musical chairs. Nobody's really getting better. Nobody's really improving, see? And so whether you look, no matter which area you look, whether it's education, whether it's medicine, whether it's the organized religion, whether it's anything, philosophy, whatever it is, it's just a drudgery of someone directing someone else and everybody following, and it's going nowhere, okay? It's the blind leading the blind. Christ had a way of summing things up and putting into a few words. He could load a few words with so much meaning. He talked about the blind leading the blind, okay? And that's exactly what it is. So what you need is light. What you need is to find your Creator, who gives things meaning. See, He's the one who gave things meaning from the very beginning. He gave math meaning, science meaning. He gave life meaning. Things like patience and love and kindness. See, he's the creator of love. Okay? And yes, there is hate. And yes, there is impatience. And yes, there is deceit. And yes, there are lies. But as you can see, those are not good. They are in rebellion and oppose God's will. But of course, those who oppose God's will ultimately be destroyed. See, it's inevitable because they're coming up against a force of incalculable power. And ultimately, their efforts and their huffing and puffing will only hasten their destruction. So wouldn't it be much better to be in line with your Creator? It would be. So here's what I have to say. You cannot find God out in the world. Yes, you can read a book, you can read about him, you can hear people talk about him. See, but you won't find him there. You find him within. You find your Creator within. I was reading a beautiful book called The Spiritual Guide by Miguel Molinos. He was a Christian mystic, a spiritual writer who lived a long time ago. He wrote a beautiful book called The Spiritual Guide. It's a Christian classic. It's right there with, Thomas A. Kempis and Brother Lawrence. But anyway, he said that the soul is the seat for, and is the throne for God. Okay? So you need to find God within. So here's what I would say. You need to watch some of my videos and read some of my writings and try the meditation. See if you can find how to flow from within instead of reacting. Now you're too reactive, too emotional, too externally driven. You must return to within and become still and find your beginning. My name is Pastor Roland. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome. Yes, today we're having a discussion about finding your purpose in life, about returning to the beginning, returning to your Creator, and flowing with your Creator. Okay, in finding God's will, and thereby, when you find a flow from your Creator, see, which began in the beginning, and His purpose, then you will no longer have conflict with God. See, up until now, what's happened is that you are born with an ego. See, you come into the world with a little bit of ego. You inherit something from Adam. See, Adam, remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam was prideful and then he fell? And we, all of us, are progeny of Adam and Eve. So we inherit something from him. We inherit this ego nature. We inherit this ego nature, which is latently, inherently prideful, okay? And inherently, this nature is in opposition to the Creator, okay? So you're born to very lowly circumstances. You're born in a fallen world, subject to fallen authorities, wrong authorities, with a fallen nature that is inherently doubts God and opposes God, and is prideful, which puts you in conflict with God, and a nature that doesn't want to admit that it's wrong, which you also inherit from Adam. And from Adam, and from the principality to which Adam fell, which of course was the pridefulness of hell. So you're born that way. Okay, well, you can't help it. So you can't help the circumstances in which you were born, or the nature, this fallen nature. It's called being born in sin. It's called being concupiscent. In other words, leaning toward sin, inclined toward sin. If you have a little, or toward what is naughty. If you have a little kid there, and there's a piece of there's a carrot, and a piece of candy, the kid will go for the candy every time. That's just the way we humans are. But as you get older, see, as we get older, some of us don't like what we see about ourselves. We don't like being the way we are, but we also see that we can't change ourselves. And yet, we would like to be different, and we yearn for something good and something pure, and we yearn for the truth, and we're yearning for our Creator. When your cry becomes sincere, God hears your cry, and then He answers. And the first thing He gives you is light. Okay, He gives you light so that you can see the way things really are. So you see how things really are, and you see a world out there with people deceiving each other and tricking each other and lying to each other and taking advantage of each other. And you see all of that, okay? But then you also see that you are full of a lot of hate, that you have resentment toward people, that you have a grudges against people. Okay, so you are impatient, so you have a grudge against people, and then you also have this prideful nature, which is impatient, see, and you want to have your will done as if you were God, and then you also will see in God's light that you're guilty of playing God. See, you want your will to be done, not God's will, but your will. And when other people don't do your will, then you what? Then you condemn them. So we're all guilty for playing God. God is both king and a judge. God is both king and judge. And so as king, He deserves worship, okay? And as a judge, then He judges people. Well, when you play God, you demand worship. You want people to respect you and to think well of you and to see you in a good light, okay? Because you're playing God. And then when they don't see you in a good light, then you what? You hate them. You resent them. And then you condemn them. And when you see other people's mistakes, you condemn them and judge them. See? You're playing God. So that has to stop. And in God's light, you will see your error and desist with His help. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Yes, indeed. So you see, with the fallen self that we're born with, The conditions we're born into, wrong people, wrong authorities, we're born to parents who themselves were misguided and who they had also been abused and were unloved. And see, that your parents did the best they could. Undoubtedly, your mom resented her husband because he wasn't there for her. She needed something from him and he didn't have it, and she resented him. And your dad, well, if your dad was halfway decent, well, that's good. But perhaps he was halfway decent. But your mom was too much for him. The world was too much for him. He had never found a bond with his creator within. He had never found that bond by which he could have been greater than the world, by which he could have overcome the world, okay? Instead of being overcome by the world. So your dad was overcome. Everything was too much for him. And he failed, and your mom resented him. And then you resented your dad, too, for failing, for not being there for you. Okay? And perhaps you resented your mom for her bossiness or willfulness or for her turning you against your father or for whatever she did or spoiling you or coming between you and your dad or whatever she did. So you resented her. Then you resented other people. You went to school, and then there were kids there that came from homes where, you know, dad was weak, and see the whole thing. And then they were angry, and they were abused at home and bullied at home, and then they came to school and then they bullied, so you encountered bullies and all kinds of things. Well, the problem is that you resented all these people, you resented them. But you see, when you resent other people, remember at the beginning of this program, I talked about returning to your creator, returning to the beginning, returning to God's will, see, returning to true meaning. Well, that you can do. You can do it in the timeless present, But you can't do it if you're resenting other people. See, resentment blocks you. It blocks you from finding your ground of good. It blocks you from God. It blocks you from patience. It blocks you from love from within. Resentment does that. And hatred of other people does that. So, you will also see, if you begin on the path, of getting my meditation and learning to sit still and become centered, and get out of your thinking. See, now you're living in the Alice in Wonderland world of your imagination. Remember at the very beginning of the program, I said the world was not so good and things are scary, and so we busy ourselves with trivia. And we busy ourselves with, our ball games and shopping and things and even our problems. Even our problems become a distraction from having to see the truth about what bad shape the world is in. See? But we do the same thing in our personal lives where we don't want to see the truth about what failures we are. About how we are separated from God and about how we have a lot of hate and resentment in us. And we don't want to see any of that, so we busy ourselves with our trivia, of course, as I said, but also we escape into our imagination and we use it for entertainment value, okay? Our thoughts, whether they be good thoughts or bad thoughts, whether they're rosy thoughts or negative thoughts, and our imagination is very entertaining. And it keeps you distracted from facing the truth, and it keeps you distracted from admitting some things. And as soon as reality is there and you see the truth about something and you could, admit the truth, come clean and start moving toward God, toward reality, toward the truth, well then those thoughts which now control you, they loom up, see, and a flurry of thoughts comes and distracts you away from that moment of contact with your creator. Well, that moment of contact with your creator is when you admit that, when you see that you're messing up and you admit it and you don't try to hide from it, and you also see that you can't make yourself better and you can't change yourself, and then so you have it's kind of a helpless feeling. You don't like the way you are, but you see that you can't make yourself better. So you see that and you feel helpless. Well, that's a need, that's a true need, a sincere need. And when you don't resent that, seeing the truth about yourself, when you don't resent the helpless feeling but you just sit there and bear it. That is a true need. And God answers that need. He answers with light and with understanding and with his forgiveness, okay? And with new purpose for you to move toward. And he gives you a meaningful life and a peaceful life and all the wonderful blessings, all by rejoining with your Creator, finding the beginning. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, and you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. This is a half-hour program. Most of you are only getting 15 minutes. So you must go to talktoapastor.org to listen to the whole half-hour program, which is just it's exquisitely beautiful. Also, understand that I'm only here for 15 minutes once a week. This is an infomercial. I pay for the airtime from the station, and I can only afford 15 minutes, so you probably won't hear me again. This is it. This is your once-in-a-lifetime chance. Write down my web address. Check out the resources. Try the meditation, please. It could do you a world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.